Hello, the Spy Minutes, the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 74. So let's go to the fundamental scripture. And what's the fundamental scripture? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Oh, by this time, you should be saying, often if you've been listening to me, if you've not been, if this is your first time of listening to me, then you are welcome to my podcast. And I just am excited that you're listening. And when you listen, don't listen today and then forget tomorrow. No, set a reminder for it. 5 minutes and you can connect it to something. Perhaps anytime you're brushing your teeth, you hear me. Or perhaps when you sit in your car and you're about to drive, well, that's the first thing you do. Or perhaps when you kind of connect it. So maybe you're drinking a cup of tea or you wake up in the morning, you're about to do your quiet time. So, Prophetess Olivia, just encourage me before I pray and then I'll speak for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. So let's go to the fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of hearts. Hallelujah. So we have been looking at Mark chapter 16:19-20, and we're asking ourselves, why is God not confirming the word I have been preaching? If you have been preaching, you have been speaking the word, if you've been saying the word, you have been telling somebody, doing something, or it's a very small thing. Yes, that's what God loves, that very small thing you're doing. A few people, two people, three people, whatever it is that you are sharing, he says, that word you speak, the Lord must be working with you and confirming it. If he's not confirming it, check. Just ask Papa Hagen. If you've heard of Kenneth Hagen, he checked with God. And lo and behold, he was preaching the Baptist doctrine. It was their doctrine. Of course, they picked it from the word. It was their interpretation. God said, this is not my interpretation. And because of that, I cannot confirm it. I will not confirm what I am not saying. I will not confirm. Listen, what is God going to confirm if what is that is not what he says? How is he going to confirm it? How is he going to confirm it? Because whatever you are saying must resonate with him. And when it resonates with him, then he will be on the scene to make it good, to work with you. And can you imagine the kind of revival that will break out almost anywhere and everywhere if the Lord worked with you? Work with you as you preached. Work with me as I preach. Work with that cell leader. Work with that basenta leader. Work with that a ministry shepherd. Work with that person, pastor. Work with that lay minister. What if God worked with us? Oh, every day he's working with you. Every day he's working with me. Can you imagine what will happen? The deluge of power that will penetrate our earth. But alas, he will only confirm his word. And if you are not seeing the confirmation, please check. Please check. What word are you speaking? Is that what he's saying? Is that what he's saying? Is that what Jesus would have said if he were here? So if it is not, then you can now understand why he is not confirming his word. He is not confirming his word. But when he's confirming his word, there is nothing as sweet as that. To preach and to have God confirm that word with signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Oh, hallelujah. Now, you see, the devil is so evil, so bad. So bad that people will now be watching out for signs and wonders. Say, signs and wonders is rather a bad thing. And those who are doing signs and wonders have an evil spirit. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that just in Mark, what I've read, Mark 16, 19 and 20, this was God working with them. So why is God not working with us? Is it not this time that we have more atheists? There are people who are sitting in church, but they don't even believe the word. And they are devoid of God. Is it not this time that our world is going this way? Little children hooked on pornography. You will see atheists, they are sitting, they have their phone and they are watching male and male pornography. How could it be? Is it not this time that God needs to confirm his word? If it's not confirming his word, please let's check. Because if it is not his word, he will not confirm it. If it is not his word, he will not confirm it. But if it is his word, then he will work with us, confirming the signs and wonders. You're blessed. Bye.